Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Crystal and I'm here today with Robert Shepherd for another episode of Crystal Clear. So Robert, why don't you go ahead and say hello to everyone?
Hello, everyone.
So tell me, how's your weekend going so far, Robert?
It's been good, pretty relaxed. We had some grandson basketball game on Saturday and
Okay.
we had church today and
Wonderful.
we'll probably be going out, my wife and I, to dinner as soon as we finish the broadcast.
Oh, wonderful. Well, enjoy it. So anyway, let's, I guess, start with the biggest topic of what happened last night, South Carolina.
Yes, well, nobody can say anything, but it was a great victory. It was about just a little bit over 20 points, the last numbers I
Yes.
saw.
Yes.
In favor of the president.
Yes.
Nikki did poll a little bit better than some of the polls that I had seen.
Mm-hmm.
They had her down to about 35 and the president as high as 63. But still, when you've got 20 points and you are against a two-time former governor of the state, you can't indicate anything but a big victory.
Absolutely, it is. And again, you know, what I find just, you know, it was really funny. One of the people, I think it was somebody on Newsmax, actually called her delusional. I mean, it's just really funny that it's like she's so disconnected from what the rest of the world is saying and thinking. And in that way, she kind of reminds me of Democrats. And that has to be that. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, one of the commentators that I heard was speculating that it sounded to her, to him rather, actually, that she was thinking about running on the No Labels party and running for the general election. What
Well,
do you
I think
think
she
about
should just
that?
call it a day and run as a Democrat, you know, and then that's it. Because, look, no reasonable person thinks that in this circumstance, she has no victories under her belt. Trump has swept everything so far. Okay.
Right.
She's
But
not going to.
Of course, you know, she couldn't run as a Democrat. They won't let anybody run against President
apparently,
Biden.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's true. But I just think that, you know, she's a tool and that's all there is to it, you know.
And I would
Anyway.
think she would be smarter than that and more sophisticated, having been in, you know, served at the national level. She's been in multiple state roles. I'm puzzled and surprised.
Well, I'm not. I think that from what I see of her, look, I'm not saying she's some person who's not qualified to do anything. Obviously, she has some degree of intelligence, but I just think that she's reached her ceiling. There's nothing more for her to accomplish, and I think that it's abundantly obvious that she is sticking with this to get whatever she can out of it. And action speaks louder than words. If she thought that she had a real chance of growing within the Republican Party again, you know, then she would do what's right and step aside and support the person who the people have already spoken, showing her that they do want. So it's very self-serving. You know, what she's doing isn't for the voters. It isn't for anybody but Nikki Haley.
Exactly. Laura Trump the other night said it's time that she bowed out and became part of Team Trump.
There you go. No, because she's too busy being Team Nikki. And I think that's all she's ever going to be. And that's the problem. You know, you belong to a party. That's how it is when you go into this kind of career. It is what it is. And she doesn't seem to want to understand that. And I think that she has a lot of backers who are from the other side. And I think many of the people who ran on the GOP side were hoping that all the damage that is being flung at Donald Trump would do something and he would end up, you know, either in jail or having so many problems or he would have to drop out. So that they could just, you know, slide in and take his place. But it's not going to happen. It's not working. They're not winning, you know?
Exactly. Well, I think her first clue regarding South Carolina was months and months ago, Senator Lindsey Graham wholeheartedly endorsed Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Then when the other senator, who, by the way, she appointed, I think, initially into the slot, bowed out of the presidential race and wholeheartedly endorsed Donald Trump. Then you get
Yes,
the
he did.
governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House, all of the top officials. That in itself should have been enough of a message, I think, to say, it's just not going to work for me,
Absolutely.
I need
And
my own
also with
change.
the people being, at a certain place, Robert, where we're coming from and what is going on in our country, Trump has the record. Nikki Haley doesn't. So therefore, she's like, oh, like I can say something about who can beat Joe Biden. It's not her. She doesn't have the record.
Well,
So.
exactly, and and I think coming up on Super Tuesday. Well, I guess Michigan is next, correct? I think it's maybe Tuesday, and then you've got Super Tuesday coming. So by that time, I think the president will have almost a requisite number of delegates to have the nomination officially,
Absolutely.
and he's considered the presumptive nominee already by most
Yes,
people that understand the
absolutely,
system.
absolutely. Well, I just wish him luck, and I hope that, whatever she's doing for, I hope she's making a lot of money at least, because I can't see any other reason or purpose, what she's been doing. But anyway, moving on. I have a little habit ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter. I kind of go and I check in there a couple times a day. And so I'm noticing it's just crazy, Robert. I don't know if you ever go there, but it's pretty constant that there's like these hashtags about, Prince Harry is a traitor, refund spare, and talking about his book, that is, or, the Princess of Wales. So, obviously the British royal family, not just in the United Kingdom, but here in America, is being discussed, and this has been consistent over the last month, every time I go in there. And so I figured you and I ought to discuss it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I would say, why
Okay, good.
not?
So anyway, first I guess we'll talk about the bad news about King Charles and his cancer diagnosis.
that's it's very sad. I don't know that I'm the biggest fan
Absolutely.
of King Charles, but he certainly had been. I'm not sure personally he was patient or not, but he certainly had to wait a long time to ascend to the throne, and it's
50
just such a
years.
shame
Absolutely.
that he has that health issue right now that he has to deal with.
Yes, yeah, so soon after he became the king, absolutely. And I think what's concerning too, of course, is look, age, I think, is always a factor when it comes to recovering from anything, So we
Of
don't know.
course.
They haven't said much about it. They have just said cancer. They didn't say what kind of cancer, and we don't necessarily know. They did say it's not prostate cancer, that we know. But other than that, we have no more information. And then there's the even bigger and more surprising news is what's going on with Catherine, the Princess of Wales. And that she has not been out and about ever since Christmas. That's the last time we saw her, where they do their little Christmas walk. And then she had some sort of abdominal surgery. We don't even know what her condition was, but we haven't seen her, haven't heard much else about it. And tell me your thoughts surrounding that.
Well, apparently that is sort of the rule that's been around a long time for the royals, that you don't give the specific information. But and who am I to tell them what to do? But I just don't think it's a good idea, because speculation tends to go wild if you don't
And
have
it
some
has.
kind of evidence, And so I think dealing with it in a very methodical but kind of way. First of all, I think it's encouraging to other people that may be going through the same thing, that if the royal can have this, then it's just something that we need to deal with in a great way. Hopefully get good medical treatment, but keep the public posted.
Exactly.
I think I have might have mentioned, as a public affairs officer, the credo I always tried to work by is bad news doesn't get better with age.
Exactly. Well said. Well, I just think that I understand her need for privacy. And on that level, I think that women especially may have certain conditions, okay, that they don't want to openly discuss because, you know, it's embarrassing or she wants to keep it confidential, and that's fine. But I think what is fueling the speculation is that the lack of any sighting of her. You know what I'm saying, Robert? Okay, she was released from the hospital. No one saw her being released. She's home to recover and no one has seen her. She supposedly went, you know, to be at the same castle where King Charles was and they could all spend time together, yada, yada. But again, we haven't seen her. And then there was some reporter, I believe she was from Spain, saying that she had been, Catherine had been in a coma, induced coma. Other people are speculating that there's a fourth child. And she's known to have, you know, the first term of her pregnancy is always rough. So that's a real possibility, you know?
Or the other speculation, I think, was hysterectomy, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yes, but we
But
have no
none of
idea.
those, in my view, none of those warrant slamming the lid on the information and keeping it secret.
I agree. I agree. I think it's overdone. I can understand privacy, but at the same time, I think a little more should have been done in terms of giving the public a glimpse that she's better or that she's getting better or where is she? Or, you know, so no one has seen her, no one has seen the children, and God bless them. I hope everything works out. But they do have some other people stepping up. I know Princess Anne is always, you know, there for her brother, for the whole family, and then Edward and Sophie. So, I mean, they have some good people to help. And Camilla has been doing quite a lot. Not that I like her. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a whole nother episode.
that would be right.
Oh.
Anyway, are there any other political subjects on your mind? Anything that, I mean, we have all these Trump cases going on that I think are absolutely outrageous, you know?
Well, what do
So,
you think, Crystal, is going to be the outcome of the Fani case in
you know,
Georgia?
they did say something I saw it on Newsmax is there's going to be some sort of ruling or something coming up during the week. So we will see what happens in a matter of days, you know, on that. I don't know. I think that it's very sad, Robert, that we have such a level of corruption in our system, in the court system, you know. People are on one side or people are on another side. No one is judging fairly, and you were no longer, you know, going by what's the law, you know?
Exactly.
So this has been,
And you know, Crystal, I also think that there's a great amount of collusion that's been going
Of
on
course, of
because,
course.
from what I understand, all of these cases, the people involved made numerous trips to the White House,
Yes.
you know, to get a legal advice or who knows what, you know. I don't know, maybe they got cash. I don't know what they were doing.
Exactly,
But there was
exactly.
multiple trips back and forth. And you see, that in itself ought to be enough to put those cases in jeopardy.
Exactly. Well, that's if we were doing this maybe 5 or 10 years ago, and not now.
Yes.
It's just,
Yes.
it's very, very sad. And I think that also, what's happening with the illegals, what's going on with our border, this is another crazy thing that's been happening. And it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Then you have all this stuff going on with New York and the truckers wanting to strike and them threatening to take away Trump Tower. I mean, it just becomes like more and more insane by the minute. And what do you think of that New York case and that crazy, you know, money that they're telling him he has to pay?
Totally outrageous. And the thing that
Absolutely.
to me ought to have had that case immediately overturned was, my understanding is, the judge determined that Trump was guilty before he even heard any evidence.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, there has to be some way that they can appeal. Okay?
Yes,
So
yes.
we don't know where that's going to end up, but I'm hoping that they're able to figure it out quickly because they said something that, oh my God, that Letitia James, the AG, was all like, if he doesn't pay this within 30 days, we're going to seize the property. Just ridiculous. Something else I saw on Twitter, because the truckers were so upset about what happened, they said that they're boycotting New York. And then
Yes, I saw that.
Kathy Hochul, now I don't know because I haven't seen other sources, so I'm saying this without knowing how true it is, and it's just so annoying if it is that if the truckers don't deliver to New York because they're involved with, it would be considered a hate crime. And they would be able to seize their assets and do. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, good luck, especially when many of them are coming from out of state, you know.
Well, I don't understand it. This
And
has
shoot
been going
him.
on since COVID. They
Right.
will try to intimidate you into doing what they want. And if they have to use the law and threaten you that they're taking away your money or your property, and they've done it to people in New York, it happened. You know,
It's outrageous.
it's very, very scary. And I think that, yeah, I really, really hope and pray that all people, not just Republicans, but also sane Democrats are paying attention to what is happening and to vote properly in this election to save what is also their rights and their freedom if they value it, because at this point I have no idea.
Well, I do think, Crystal, that there is the beginning of a turn in regard to a lot of the Democratic voters. From anecdotal information and other things I have heard, there is a real I think the immigration thing kind of was the thing that has finally shed
Yes.
some light on the corruption of the Democratic machine, if you will, in those red states.
Well, I would say this. I think that what's happening with immigration and where there is an opportunity here for the country to regain their sanity is if Democrats, and I mean all of them, are paying attention. Democrats have always had Black people supporting them, women supporting them, Jewish people supporting them. But with what has gone on, you know, the Democrats have thrown all of these different groups under the bus in favor of illegals and transgenders.
Well, exactly. And actually, there was a recent poll about a week ago from New York, and I understand that the Jewish vote had shifted to Trump
Well, I
in
would
New
sure
York.
hope so, in light of the way that they've been being treated, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Exactly. And I know in Chicago there's a very, very active group of African Americans that are really working to try to change things. And I know one spokesman that I have saw recently, she said, "I have never voted Republican in my life, but I'm going to this
Yeah.
time."
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know how much more insanity has to happen before people just realize that this is not old school Democrats or the way, you know, that they used to be. They used to be actually a fairly decent party who spoke to, you know, the needs of many, many people. But nowadays it's just crazy and it's all corruption and intimidation and using the law, you know, to try to win and do all this. This is election interference, what's going on with Donald Trump, for sure.
Well, it is really different, I think, in that, you know, certainly FDR was very liberal and brought in a lot of really liberal ideas. But when the time finally came for World War II, you know, he did everything possible to get the American war machine up and running
Yes, yes.
and to prosecute the war. Unfortunately, it seems like there is a group on the Democratic side that they are actually cheering for us to not be successful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and all of course, then you have everything that's going on with Ukraine, and I think that's some sort of a money laundering scheme. I mean, I don't believe, because if all the money and resources and weapons and whatever they've been pouring into that country, it hasn't been 2 years, if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. They just celebrated their
Okay,
2-year
right. 2 years
anniversary.
and you've had billions, if not trillions of dollars. I don't have an exact figure. But if you can't take all of that and win, and the war isn't over already, well, then why should we continue? It makes no sense.
Did you see where President Zelensky had invited Trump to come to Ukraine?
When did that happen? No, I didn't see.
He did an interview last week, and he I'm I don't I'm not oh I think it was the maybe the Bret Baier one on Fox, and he said, I would like for President Trump to come here and see for himself what's actually happening.
Well,
Now,
I
wouldn't that
think
be a dramatic?
absolutely. Well, see, but see, that's very telling, that other world leaders are still interacting with him so heavily. It's because I think that people are placing their bets on him and they want to stay on good terms with him.
Oh,
And
and you know, a
Zelensky
lot of it.
obviously know, what side his bread is buttered on and who he has to, snug
Well,
off with.
I think the members of NATO took very seriously his comments about how if you're not willing to pony up the money, then, you may have to suffer the consequences with Russia. And a lot of them really, I think, got a little shaky in their boots when they heard that.
Exactly. So, the other thing that I think that we should go over and what I'd like to is, everything that's been going on with Israel and Gaza and all this whole big mess, and they still don't have all the hostages, and that's so troubling.
I know.
Yeah.
It is. And the fact that now I don't know how many of these hostages have died, and who knows why. Was it natural causes? Was it injuries that
Oh,
they,
I don't think so. And
you
I think
know,
that, well, who knows even how they're being treated
yes.
or mistreated. I mean, it's just terrifying and then
And
very
what would
sad
be
for the
the
men.
purpose of keeping a baby? I mean, I think some of
Yeah.
these are still babies, you know.
Probably,
What
probably.
is the purpose of that?
Yeah,
I
but
am
see,
very.
here's the thing. Terrorists have always had a way of exploiting women and children, even as human shields when they fight. But to me, how I feel is, if you are men and you want war and you want to fight, well, you know what? Leave the women and the children out of it. Stop hiding in your caves, and bring it. Let's see what you got. Get out on the field and do what you have to do with real soldiers instead of going and attacking people who are civilians.
It's
So they're
it is
cowards. They're cowards.
yes, and they also want to use fear.
Yes,
And so if
absolutely.
the idea of killing and raping and all of
Yes.
that is totally done on purpose, because the more fear they think they can generate, the more the other side will cave in and agree to their terms.
And now the other thing that has been pretty much an ongoing topic, but of course I'd love to get your input here. Joe Biden, and why the hell should this man run again? If, like someone else said, I heard them say today on television, 4 years, how about he can't stand another 4 months? And just what are your feelings about that, and what do you think is going to happen? Are they going to replace him?
Well, I don't know how the mechanics. Some people say that would could actually take place at the convention, but I think the only way that it can take place is, first of all, Joe and Jill, or J and J, I guess, are going to have to agree to it, and there's no evidence that they are going to do anything to, they're gonna hold on to that power with everything
Yes,
that's in them, I
yes.
think.
Yep, I think so. And again, I'll say it again what I've said before. I think they're holding on to power because they've committed serious crimes. Apparently, from what we've had, like people like Tony Bobulinski and the whole world saying about all the money they've taken from foreign countries and on and on and on. And I think they know that once, if we're lucky enough to have a legitimate government again, okay, that they would be prosecuted. And they need to keep all the same corrupt people in place so that they can remain free and not see consequences or be punished for what they've done.
Yes. And I think the other thing, Crystal, is How on earth did they get this far without having been discovered? Because this has been going on throughout Joe's career. And he's
Exactly.
been around for what, 50 years now?
Yep, exactly.
So at least I
Well,
think
I
there's
guess his
some
patience
effort.
sure paid off, you know?
Yes.
It's very sad, very sad.
Yes.
You know, I can see a person wants to succeed and do things, but I think what they've done and with the amounts that they've been given, okay, and I'm sure that they're looking into it, you know, what money went here, what money went there. But I am, look, it's just logical. The money they've taken from other countries, I'm sure that they have to pay other people off to stay silent, to not prosecute them. It's gone all around. And this is why you have it being so widespread on both sides of the aisle. It's not just Democrats.
No, I do think, and when we know we've had what Melendez in New Jersey, and there
Yep.
are certainly, but most of these people, their hand got called to some extent, but with Biden, it just think I have gotten away with this for years and years and years, and
Well, from what? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have a hard time figuring that out,
Well, I think that from a timeline, you want to call it that, I just think that a lot of this started under Obama. And, you know, you still have certain people, a lot of people say Obama is still running the show. And I believe that.
Well, and I think that's also where we saw probably for one of the first times where the DOJ actually became very political, and I believe that happened under President Obama. And Joe has just continued that process, because Holder said his number one job was to have the back of Obama.
I remember that. Absolutely. Not that he was any better than anybody we have now, but that's what I'm saying. It all kind of began there, and I think that's why they were so desperate and, you know, doing surveillance on Trump over at Trump Tower, even when he was just running. I mean, they just lost it because they again wanted to stay in power for bad reasons.
Oh,
So.
absolutely. And, but it's so interesting how so much of that has been debunked and let you, and still you'll
Yes.
get the mainstream media
Oh,
still
that's
trying to
please.
bring it back up again regarding Trump.
Look, even with all the stuff about Russia that they started early on with Donald Trump, okay, that's all been disproven. It's all known to be BS,
Yes.
okay?
Yes.
And the media has just continuously not given a shit, plain English, excuse me. And they're just a lost cause. I don't know what to tell you anymore.
The only thing, it is kind of interesting. Finally, the border situation has gotten so bad that even a lot of the mainstream has been kind of covering that, and that shows how bad it really is. When they can no longer, put a happy face on it, it's really bad.
Exactly. Well, look, I guess we'll see how things start going towards this election and what happens. And of course, everybody can keep hoping and praying that that gives us an opportunity to turn things around and get some better people in place so that we can start draining the swamp and cleaning up the mess because it's pretty damn bad.
Yes, and we haven't even gotten into the vice presidential list.
Exactly. Well, you know what we can do, Robert. Let's discuss that next time we get together, probably in a couple of days to record our next episode. And meanwhile, I want to say thank you everyone for joining us again, and we might have some good news for our next episode about taking this show nationally and doing what we have to do to have national syndication, fingers crossed. And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for your time. We'll see you again soon.
And thanks for listening.